Obama's radical revolution. The most radical cultural revolution in modern history is taking place, fomented and facilitated by Barack Obama's egregious abuse of power. He is incrementally obliterating any public recognition of and respect for sexual differentiation. In Obama's brave new world, immutable biological sex will be rendered meaningless. Last week, reports surfaced that both the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and the General Administrative Services, GSA, have issued guidelines or regulations essentially mandating that those government organizations and institutions that fall under the purview of these agencies must treat humans as if their intrinsic, objective, immutable biological sex has no meaning, not even in the most private and intimate contexts. In 2012, HUD published its, quote, equal access to housing in HUD programs regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity final rule, end quote, which stated that inquiries as to sex are permitted when determining eligibility for a temporary emergency shelter that is limited to one sex because it has shared sleeping areas and/or bathrooms, end quote. But no more. A new document was published in February 2015 which reverses that position. It states, and I quote, best practices suggest that where the provider, that is to say the shelter, is uncertain of the client's sex or gender identity, the provider simply informs the client or potential client that the agency provides shelter based on the gender with which the individual identifies. There generally is no legitimate reason in this context for the provider to request documentation of a person's sex in order to determine appropriate placement, nor should the provider have any basis to deny access to a single-sex emergency shelter or facility solely because the provider possesses identity documents indicating a sex different than the gender with which the client or potential client identifies. The provider may not ask questions or otherwise seek information or documentation concerning the person's anatomy or medical history, nor may the provider consider the client or potential client ineligible for an emergency shelter or other facility because his or her appearance or behavior does not conform to gender stereotypes. End quote. According to the Washington political newspaper, The Hill, this new guidance is supposed to be finalized this September. With regard to HUD, it means that any shelter that receives government funding may no longer take into account the sex of persons when assigning them to single-sex accommodations. In order to get government money, shelters must house men and women in accordance with the sex they wish they were or claim to be, rather than the sex they actually are. Shelters, like the 200 shelters run by Catholic Charities, will be prohibited from asking anyone seeking their services about their sex. All that's required for men to access women's shelters, where abused and traumatized women are often housed, is the claim by men that they identify as women. Just days after the HUD news came out, news broke that the GSA will be requiring all restrooms in the 9,000 buildings and offices it oversees, including federal courthouses, the Social Security Administration, and the Department of Veteran Affairs, to be co-ed. This new regulation will apply to both federal employees who work in these government buildings, as well as all visitors. According to GSA officials, this regulation, quote, is based on a review of recent rulings and directives from the Departments of Education and Justice and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, end quote. And so the ideological collusion comes to light. Obama's GSA is basing its decision on Obama's Department of Justice and on Obama's Department of Education, both of which divined and declared that the word sex in Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, respectively, didn't actually mean sex, but instead meant sex and gender identity. For those who may have forgotten, it was Obama's radical Attorney General Loretta Lynch who proclaimed that separate restrooms for men and women are analogous to separate restrooms for blacks and whites. I assume, therefore, that Lynch refuses to use women's restrooms as an act of civil disobedience against unjust discriminatory practices. Come to think of it, what a paltry act of defiance using the men's restroom would constitute in the face of such a grave social evil. Lynch should be showering with men in the Capitol Hill Health Club to demonstrate her commitment to, quote, inclusivity, diversity, compassion, and open-mindedness, end quote, and her solidarity with oppressed men who wish they were women. The DOJ is abusing its power to require that all minor children and college students in government schools share restrooms, locker rooms, dorm rooms, and hotel rooms for school-sponsored overnight trips with persons of the opposite sex. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC, also plays a role in this toxic ideological stew. Lesbian Kai Feldblum, an Obama recess appointment to the EEOC, was instrumental in redefining the word sex for the purposes of advancing sexual deviance in the EEOC case Macy v. Holder. In 2010, Mia Macy, a male police detective who pretends to be a woman, applied for a job with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He was turned down and filed a complaint with the EEOC, which found in his favor. The EEOC stated that Title VII's ban on sex discrimination prohibits discrimination on the basis of both biological sex and gender, and that gender encompasses not only a person's biological sex, but also the cultural and social aspects associated with masculinity and femininity. Thus, discrimination against a person because that person is, quote, transgender, end quote, is discrimination based on sex. More recently, in a landmark case, the EEOC, as an agency of the federal government, sued a private business on behalf of a man who pretends to be a woman. In a rare instance of judicial sanity, a judge ruled against Amy Stevens, who sued the private funeral home that fired him. The judge ruled that enforcement of Title VII would impose a substantial burden on the funeral home's ability to conduct business in accordance with its sincerely held religious beliefs. So now, Obama has used the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to advance its radical anti-science social and political revolution. The expansion of the federal government into the behemoth it has become has made this revolution possible. This expansive, intrusive, coercive federal monster now demands that all Americans treat biological sex as if it has no meaning. Bureaucrats are forcing all Americans, including children, to treat gender dysphoric, sex-rejecting persons as if they are, in reality, the sex they wish they were, as opposed to the sex they actually are. What next? Force us to pretend the world is flat?